Hello?
Hey, it was ringing this time. Then go to voicemail.
Oh, I
I
probably
think
was
it's
on the other phone. I'm really sorry. I
right.
hadn't gotten off my call. It was more than 5 minutes ago, probably 10, probably. Okay. Well, anyway, can you talk now? Is it a good time?
Of course, yeah. Tell me about
Okay,
it.
good. You're a very wise and smart man, and I appreciate your wisdom.
I appreciate your
And
kind
that's
words.
why I want to kind of pry into your mind a little bit. You got me researching, and it became pretty clear to me that your idea was totally brilliant. Of being able to record the slam down on Trump and allow people who are part of that, who want to actually take part in reporting it, to become, as you call them, citizen reporters, which I think is a brilliant name.
Right.
And I decided to focus in on one item, one issue, which I think is potential unfairness in the upcoming election in America, where I see Trump tomorrow doing a presidential debate with Tucker Carlson instead of the normal stage, and then having to go to court the next day and
Yeah.
submit himself to be arrested. He has to be arrested and give a $200,000 bond to not go to jail. And many people think that's unfair. And I would love to follow up with you about that app that you discussed building. And then I started doing a bunch of research, and I don't know how you'd build it or what you'd start with, but I'm real interested in your ideas there and your idea of what it would cost. I would want some serious direction with the marketing, although I'd probably be hiring people in-house to do this, the market. But I'm just kind of like shocked at how smart a guy who's half my age can be.
It's just that you're smart at what you do, and we sound smart at what we do. And
Well, you do sound smart. You are smart at what you do. I then started researching, and I found Google is willing to help build these types of apps, the news app, Flutter. You've probably seen all that. And I'm just
Well,
wondering if it,
you mentioned something on the email yesterday, but I think you forgot to attach the videos you were addressing, so I didn't get a chance to see the videos.
No, you don't need to see the videos. I'm sorry. But I have become very convinced that I know nothing about programming, but that it's much easier than, it's not easy, it's horribly hard, but it's much more available than it used to be. And Google is doing their best to try to make it so that little black countries like Belize, where I live, or people like me who want to just take single issues, can actually build a functioning news app using their technology in Flutter, and they've already spent money building kind of like a lot of the basics you need. And I don't know if you'd use that or what you'd do, but I'd like you to talk me through the, well, I'm going to go get some more coffee. We're supposed to have coffee. I have a hot pot of coffee on in the kitchen. I sincerely want to hear what you would do and what you'd charge me to do it. And I, knowing that, I would like to have some technology people available to me to make this work, either in-house or available pretty much half-time or full-time.
Right, and that's exactly where we come in. So, do you want to grab your coffee? I can wait for like a couple minutes. I mean, if you want to do that.
Well, I'm a pretty fast coffee getter. It's going to take me 30 seconds. Do you have your coffee?
I have tea. I'm having tea today. So you have your
You're
coffee, and
supposed to
I'll.
have coffee. You're supposed to
Now
have coffee.
I'm
In
just
San
trying
Jose.
something different today.
San Jose is very boring. You need coffee there. Okay, I'm getting it right now.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right, great. So,
okay, now, I'm going to
can you
be
hear me?
quiet and let you do the talking, and I wish I had a cigar or a joint, but I don't have either.
Okay, bye. Okay, so I'll go ahead. So, Flutter, where you mentioned about Flutter. So Flutter is basically, it's a framework that's built by Google, and just like any other technology. So, you know, some of the alternatives to Flutter is React Native, and then you have React, you have Kotlin if you want to do the Android development. So there's so many different frameworks, and they are widely and most popularly used. We use Flutter for a lot of reasons as well, for a lot of applications too. However, for something like a news application, I think we'd be using React Native, which is again a, you know, it's a universal technology. It's open source in nature. And when I say open source, this essentially means that developers from all over the world, kind of contribute to it. So it doesn't belong to, and you know, a corporation. You're not held hostage with a proprietary software. It's something that's used all over the world and contributed to by developers worldwide. So React Native or Flutter, that's a question for the later, because you know, technology can always be decided. What's more important with the mobile application is going to be the scope of the application, right? What the app is supposed to do and how the app is supposed to function and what kind of monetization features you want to place in there just to make sure you can pay out the reporters as well. You can sustain the app financially in terms of the advertisement and the marketing cost as well. And, if the long-term goal has to be, you know, if it has to be long-term, then you have to decide all of these factors before jumping into it, right?
No, I understand that type of thinking because that's what I'm good at. That's how I have built my businesses. But, you're actually talking like a businessman. Good for you.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, you I talk might... to businessmen all day, so, you know, I'm kind of catching up with them.
Well, you're catching up. That's the good thing, because those are the important questions. And the one question that I'd like you to really address is the back-end costs of delivering and storing data. I don't know how big that's going to be for something like this.
Right. That's actually a good question. So before I get to that, let me hold my horses a bit, and I'll explain to you that we are looking at not one, but two interfaces, right? One is what the users, the readers are going to use, right? People who are consuming your news and articles that you publish on your software. So there is a user side of the application, the readers, and then there's going to be the, your side of the admin panel that's usually web-based. It's web browser-based. It's not mobile. It's web browser. And you log into it just like any website, and you have your credentials, your username, and your password. And what you see inside is going to be a bunch of statistics, if you're good with that. And otherwise, it's going to be, a whole bunch of tabs that allows you to maintain the mobile application remotely from a website, right, like a web application. So the purpose of this web application is that you are able to manage the users on the application, right? To keep the app clean if someone's violating, the app's policies. All of that you could manage from the application. If you have any kind of monetization avenues, you could check how much money you're making in there. Say advertisement, say user, if the users are purchasing a subscription on a premium model, let's say Now, even with monetization, there's a few different ways. ever. The most popular one right now, and the one that has been the most successful recently, it's called the freemium model, right? Whereby there is a premium version of the application, but then there's also a free side to the application. And the downloading, you know, you could always download the application for free from the app stores without having to pay for it. Probably about, say, less than 10% of the applications on the app stores actually charge you to just download the application. Because the idea here is that you should be able to experience the application, be able to get a taste of it before you are asked to pay for, you know, premium features. So the standard features, the base features, remain available to all as a trial, so everyone can use it. And then you, at some point in time, you have to upgrade, or you could, at your choice as a user, upgrade to a premium version, whereby, you know, you pay a small fee and you subscribe to auto billing, and thereby you get access to premium content. Say Bloomberg, say CNBC, all of them are doing this on their digital magazine right now. And, you know, most of their good articles, the ones that are quite a bit of a clickbait, where you feel like clicking and reading in what's happening with Trump, what's happening with, you know, Nancy Pelosi, what's happening with XYZ, you find out that there is a paywall, and while you're able to get into the article and read the first paragraph, you're not able to read the actual, you know, the spicy content below, because that's protected by a paywall. And once you subscribe to them, that's when you can read that article and the other articles that are on the premium side of the digital magazine, right? So we are also trying to pursue a digital magazine. I know the idea right now is to, you know, be able to, you know, collect news and news bites on, you know, the elections, and be able to, you know, put forward an open debate and open, you know, perspective towards how the elections are unfair towards one party and are, you know, unbiased towards the other one. And all of that can, you know, but that is a short-term goal, and that would only run us until 2024. And when the elections end, you will, you know, if you'd have to be, you'd have to make sure the news focus is diversified into different options. That's not just important for the long run, sustainability of the application, but then users also, you also have to have a sizable potential audience that you can continue to target that would be interested in using the application. And that can only happen when you allow multiple different, types of users, and, you know, multiple different categories of users with different kinds of interests to, you know, and you offer content for all of them on the application. However, you know, we could keep it strictly political, but even within politics, you could go for, you know, the down politics. You could, you know, it's all about what you create as your focus. So I think a lot of vacuum is with down politics right now. So no one's reporting on the local level. And if you're hiring local citizens, you're hiring, you know, common people, reporting on the application and the new platform, the RWL, then they are most probably going to be able to come up with news that is centered to the local level, and that is going to help you target those, you know, kind of micro target those specific towns and cities and, you know, nearby cities, and be able to gather traffic as soon as, you know, your reporters are able to report something concrete and something that would kind of catch the interest of the, you know, people surrounding that, you know, surrounding that city or surrounding that town. So I think one thing we could really focus on is to target the far-off cities, the far-off towns and villages that are not so well covered by the local media and the news outlets. Because with the federal level of politics and the state level of politics, I think there's a dearth of political magazines. And while that can be something that of course is something that everyone likes to read about, and we will of course have a place where, you know, you could focus on the federal level of news, and you could focus on the states and the counties, but I think the focus in the long run, and one area where I see a lot of vacuum is going to be, the micro level of reporting, whereby common citizens, like we call them now, can come up with news and can come up with news that's local in nature and interests people from a certain city and the cities around them. And that's how we can micro-target those places and bring the traffic on board, piece by piece, and grow it in a what do you call that? In an epicenter way, whereby you start from one point, and then you let it spread in all the directions.
Well,
Are
that's
you
really
following me?
smart. Oh, of course, yeah, I'm with you. I'm very, very, very following you. I think that's very wise, because that's what people can only talk. If they're going to report, they have to report about something they know, and people don't get more than 25 to 50 miles from their homes.
That's right.
Now, I for one, I'm not very interested in micro reporting, but I think the world could be, and if it was done right, it could be. But I see your point there. There is a vacuum.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something that we can target and kind of take the space up for, I think this is one space that we can really double down on and try and get the maximum mileage with. And then when we talk about how that's going to look on the application, I think I'll still discuss it with the team. I did have some discussion as well, a kind of casual chat here and there to see what they think about the idea. And I think everyone loves it, but everyone has different opinions on how we can pursue this. One common opinion that I've got is that it should be, the app should be categorized into cities and into towns. So when you go to the application, you have all the categories. I mean, all the subcategories of politics are listed there. But then, besides that, you can also, there is a map that's going to allow you to select the state. Let's say you want to select Utah first. And then within Utah, there's all the cities listed, and you can select your own city and be able to get the news from that particular city. The only problem with that is that, you cannot have, right off the bat, you cannot report all the cities at one time, because that's going to be hundreds and, probably close to 1,000.
Thousand.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's too big. There has to be, we'd have to phony up a source from some using some it would have to be with news from other sources. That would be fine.
Right, but then I decided that, I mean, we have to get to that level at some point in the future anyway, right? And when you talk about these frameworks and technologies, Flutter or React Native, they are fully 100% scalable. So we don't have any kind of limitation with that. It's just that, you can only, start at some point and then be, hope to, say 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road, have a sizable local presence whereby you have reporters from every third city, you have a reporter that is ready to report to you. And that is exactly the idea, to curate the news from, from reporters who join you. So there's say 10 different reporters at SORT, but then those 10 reporters can bring in other people. And granted that there's no the reporter, the average reporter, does not require a degree in journalism, and they don't necessarily have to be, coming from one of the top universities. That's exactly where we are counting on, and that's exactly what we are focusing on. Common citizen, like we call it. I mean, people without any kind of journalism experience can join us. I think 10 can multiply into 100 reporters from all different parts of the United States within no time. I mean, people like to earn, people like to make an extra money, especially with the kind of inflation we have right now and how things are looking in the, say in 2024. A lot of people would be interested, and a lot of people aspire to be journalists, and people aspire to be on the reporting front and be able to do something about, all the unfair, bias going on in the politics, and then they want to report on their local news as well. They want a source of news on the local level as well, and therefore, I think, a lot of people would be interested. especially given that they don't require any kind of, special skill set, and they don't require to have the, the best degrees to be able to join the platform. So that goal, that ultimate goal, is 100% achievable. What I think right now is what we could do is we could step back a bit, and while we still have the map, while we still divide the application into geographical categories, what we could do is we don't need to open up cities inside the map, inside the state. So when you select a state, you could see, the selecting a state is going to show you all the news from all different places of the, it's going to show you the state's map. I mean, the state's map is going to be enlarged, and it's going to show you pins. So if you click on a pin that's, say, pointed to a Provo, Utah, for example, so yeah, you click on that, you'll be able to see the news that you published from Provo, right? And if you click on Salt Lake City, for example, you're going to be able to see the news that's coming from Salt Lake City. So more like a reader's radio station, whereby people can log into different cities and states, and they can listen to the news. Where say I have my grandsons or I have my kids sitting in Colorado, for example, right? And I want to hear what's going on in Denver. All I have to do is I have to go to Colorado and I have to select Denver, and or I have to just pull my mouse closer to Denver, and I'd start to see the news coming in from Denver, right? Be that articles, and then we're also thinking that while we are doing it, why not do the audio, audio podcasting as well? So if people want to, they want to listen to a news in audio, and then the reporters want to report in sound bites rather than, typing it down, even that we could allow. The only issue with that is, that's just going to increase the cost of development a bit, and then, it's going to increase the cost of storage, just exactly how you asked me. It's going to increase the cost of storage to a certain extent as well. But I think that cost in the medium term can also be diluted. And, when you're offering something like, an audio station where people can log in and they can listen to the news coming in from a certain city, I think that unique factor itself is going to help us stand out so much that the cost of this feature and the cost of sustaining this feature and maintaining this feature is going to be diluted in no time. So what do you think about it?
I'm swallowing it. It's a lot to swallow because of the – I think it's brilliant. It's kind of like it assumes that it's more developed than it is. but you're optimistic, and I'm optimistic if I keep it attainable. I'm optimistic that there's enough people that are sick and tired of the direction the country is going that they would like to have their views out there. They'd like to be able to say what they think and be able to get fed back, and like you said, someone buy them a cup of coffee. I'm not sure they want tons of money as much as recognition and acknowledgement.
Right, exactly. Just the privilege of being able to have the link of the application. We could also assign like a profile link to each reporter, right, and give them some credibility and some acknowledgement as well. So people want to be public about what they're doing, and they want other people to check out how they're or what they're reporting. They can even post that on other social media platforms, and that in turn is going to give you a lot of traffic on your own application. So when people click on their link, it's going to send them back to your application from all over the internet, from all over the social media channels, and people will be able to take credit. The reporters will be able to take credit of what they're doing as well.
Yeah, the reporters should be able to take credit. And if they don't want to take credit, I don't want them as reporters. If they're not willing to put their name on what they're reporting.
Right, I don't think that. Sorry?
You originally thought it should be able to be anonymous. And I kind of been thinking about that. I don't think anonymous works. It allows people to say things that they'll be embarrassed about.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's going to be anonymous for the public, right? You as the admin are still able to see who is actually reporting. So we could have two kinds of public profiles. One is where people can actually come out and they can have their own profile picture. They can have their own name. their identity verified and everything. The other one where they still have their identity verified, but up to your level, up to the admin's level. The admin knows the person's, the person is
I
an
don't think
actual
so.
thing.
I think everybody should be able to put their name out and not be ashamed of what they're saying, or they shouldn't say it.
Well, yeah, that's
If you,
that's a
if you're gonna, if you're gonna be embarrassed about what you're saying, then you don't really mean it. Either that or you're so afraid of the consequences that you won't step up. And I want people who are fearless. I believe there's going to be a revolution and people getting killed by the end of the next end of the next election. I want to make this record enough of the activities that lead up to the bloodshed. I hate to say that, but I think that's likely to happen, more likely than not. And whether or not the United States government goes and kills people like they did that guy in Provo or not, I still want the reporters to be willing to take a stand. They may not be willing to. They may be afraid.
Right, and that's exactly where, my thought comes from when I say that, there should be a way for reporters to be anonymous as well. But then I think at a second thought, you're perfectly right. I mean, if you cannot claim it, you shouldn't say it. And I think that's one thing, that's one good example of what, is, something that's going to be well ascertained when we roll out the first version of the application. So this happens with other, commercial kind of applications as well. There's a lot of factors, or there's a lot of opinions that are kind of dumbed down, or that are kind of nullified when you actually go live and you receive the, the response of the first public that's using your application. The feedback of the first set of users is what we call it. And I think this is one good example of something that's going to be decided and should be left off to a point where people and the feedback of the reporters who are joining the platform, I think their feedback is going to help us decide on towards the next the next segment of development, the second portion of development, whether we should have an anonymous profile for people who kind of go through a more stringent kind of a identity check at the admin level and then are allowed to stay anonymous on the application, or it should be public and you should be able to claim it if you want to say it. So that's one
It
thing. I
has to
mean,
be
we
public. It needs to be public. I really believe it needs to be public to keep people honest. And I want it to be strictly honest because they're going to be saying very hateful things sometimes. And I think it should be real humans with who were really there or have personal knowledge.
You're right. You're right. I think, yeah, I think for now we'd keep it public and then see, let's see what, how this rolls out and, what kind of response we receive. And according to that, we can always pivot from there and see if we need like an extra layer of, say anonymity for them, or, like a more private kind of a reporter profile. But that's something I think we'll leave for the future. Right now, I think you're right, especially with the elections coming up. I think it's best that we keep it public, and everyone should be able to see who the reporter is and what they're saying and what they're reporting. So
Yeah,
that's what that's
there aren't many reporters. I probably could get 10 or 15 people before we started ready to do this. I mean, interested in doing it without even pay, as long as they were given the proper tools. But I'm not sure. And I know when the elections are going and Trump's doing rallies if he isn't killed, and Biden is doing no rallies, but there may be some. I have a feeling there could be some real interest in doing this, but right now I don't have 100 people or 1,000 people.
Or you wouldn't even need 100,000 people right off the bat. I mean, like I said, I mean, something like this is going to gain traction. It's going to it's going to attract other people itself. I mean, like I said, I mean, you are doing something and your friends know about it, and this has a low barrier to entry in the sense that you don't require any kind of a degree, or you don't have to require any special skills or experience in journalism to join the platform. At the end of the day, it's a reporting platform for common people. So that's going to allow, five other people to join from one person that's reporting on the platform. So even if you have like 10 or 15 people who are ready to put their heart out and they be able to be the first adopters of the platform, I think that's going to be enough for it to, automatically kind of multiply over time and at least be 100 reporters by the time of the elections, which are still about a year from now. So we still have that kind of time to, be able to scale this. I don't think you'd need more than 15 reporters to be able to, get this going and attract the others themselves.
I have a feeling you're right. I think you're right. No way to test it. Nobody's done this, from what I can tell.
Exactly, and that's exactly where the novelty comes from, right? I mean, this was something that was already done, or even poorly done. We would rather not, venture into it, because there is the platform, and you're not doing it to compete with someone else. You're just doing it to allow people to be able to report and be able to have a free space, a sane space for themselves, where they can report without, without having to join CNBC or without having to join the other larger news networks. So I think it serves the purpose. It has a vacuum, and no one else is doing it. And I think all of these three things can help us, kind of exponentially gain traction. And then reporters and readers are going to come themselves. I mean, when they hear about the platform, when they hear about, a platform doing something like this that allows, local people to report, I think people will be more than happy to join and, upgrade themselves from listeners to reporters themselves. And I think that's going to be in a very short time. And, people who are listening may decide they want to write something as well. They want to report their local news, and they might just apply to join the platform as a reporter. So that's where the reporters are going to be coming from as well.
Yeah, and also the focus on local news, that's not at all exciting to me. The focus on Trump and the wide debate in America, that is really open right now, but it's going to get very, very, very big and focused in the next 14 months.
Right, but
That's
see,
more interesting to me.
even with that, you want to make sure, there's federal level news that's available on all the public outlets. You just have a fresh perspective to it, right? But then, even on a local level, there's going to be a lot of news about, this person from Provo, for example. This is a matter that is related to the elections as well, right? I mean, that's, you
I
need
think
we.
so, yes.
Yeah, we need to report what's happening in the, to the people during the elections, because like you said, with all the polarization going on, I think there's going to be, and I agree with you, and I hope we both are incorrect when we say this, but I think we're looking at bloodshed, when the by the time the next elections are here.
Yes, I unfortunately think that we'll be documenting the societal changes leading to bloodshed and potential revolution. And I do not think they'll be successful. I do not think that anything is going to change our Constitution, but I do think a lot of people could die in this process. And people are going to be pretty darn seriously looking at it, I'm afraid. And places like Politico that you're very familiar with, they'll be following this very carefully, and I mean they'll be jumping in on the middle, but they're right. They won't have a feeling for the local stuff. They won't have the little guys. I don't think. Maybe they will, but I don't know, but you do. I think that you're a very wise man. and I'm going to process every word you've said to me, and start going next week somehow. I want to make this happen. I want to try to do it myself, but I don't want to try to. I don't want to bring in money from other people, but I might have to. It might be a bigger problem, bigger project than I think. How big is the project from your perspective? You have bodies that have to. That's why I thought this Flutter thing, where they do some of that work for you. You've already got all that, and that it might not be such a huge, humongous task to get a framework that allows this to start. But well, I don't know. See, that is not my world. I'm the other world. I'm the world around that.
Right, and I understand. So Flutter or any other framework, they are, say, the building blocks. They're the legal blocks for building just anything, right? Now you create a news application out of it, or you create an e-commerce application out of it. That comes down to the developer, right? So it isn't like, you know, there's a solution
well,
that's
I
sitting
understand.
Ready.
It's, I understand that. It's someone like the guys working under you, or the guys that you tell me to hire and take orders from you, even better. It's those people. It's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of thought, and it takes some real brilliance. And I wouldn't be expecting you to be any more brilliant than you are now, but there'd be a whole lot of people pushing a whole lot of keys on computers making.
And then it's a team job, right? And I can bet on this, and I can tell you that I'm not the smartest person. I'm not even the smartest person in the room, right? So there's people that are going to be joining in from our team. It's going to be a team of about 6-7 people. I can count them on my fingers right now. So it's going to be myself. It's going to be a project manager aligned with this who kind of brings together the whole team. I happen to be from product strategy, right? So my job's a little different from the project manager. There's going to be, I don't think we need a business analyst in this case. Usually we do have it on commercial applications, but we'll see if we need that or not. So it's me, it's the project manager, it's a couple UI and UX designers. It's going to be a team of developers for Android, and there's going to be a team of developers for iOS, the Apple. And then we have an SQA person that does the testing and everything, you know, comes from the SQA team that's behind him. And then we have a person for DevOps. Right, so that alone looks like somewhere about 7-8 people we're looking at that come together.
I'm disgusted. I understood every word you said, which makes me sick. Think about that. Think about it. All those different people to do something so straightforward, but it's not straightforward.
It isn't, and that's exactly what I'm trying to explain to you. I mean, it's everyone has their own specialities. I mean, I can talk and I can, you know, create plans. I can document. I can create a mind map. I can create an LOE. All those are documentations we have to do in order to bring an idea into its shape before.
What's an LOE? What's an LOE? LOE. I don't know LOE.
So LOE is a level of effort. It's a sheet that's created to put down the hours for each person that's going to be working on each feature of the project, right? So if the application has a splash screen, right, that shows your logo and the color branding and everything, the designer is going to tell, they'll take 1 hour to design this and then prototype this, right? The developer is going to tell me they're going to take a half an hour to build it into the application. Right. The DevOps person is going to tell me.
What does the letter stand for?
The letter?
LOE, right?
Level.
You said
level of effort.
Oh, okay. I got it. I just wanted
right.
to
Right. Quite literally,
for.
Yeah. Level of effort. Going to each feature, level of effort.
How hard it is. Yeah, it's what you do in a law firm.
well, I cannot. Yeah, I'm not trying to compete with what they do in the law firm, but you know, it just earns me enough to make my bread and butter, right?
Okay, I got it. I just didn't know what it stood for.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to explain is that everyone on the team has a different specialty, and one cannot do the job of the other, right? But that said, as far as the cost is concerned, I know you're not an enterprise, and this project is not for an enterprise. I mean, if this was for your law firm, I'd probably be charging you double of what we would charge for this application, right? So I'll try and keep it minimal, but I need some time to sit back with the team and prepare kind of a plan so we have something in place that we can actually, kind of bounce off of and, kind of do the calculation and the numbers before I can get back to you. I think I did give you an idea on how much this would cost.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know how to do that stuff in my head, backwards and underwater with my eyes shut. It's quite a bit of money. It's a couple big expensive cars.
It is, yeah. I mean,
I
then it
thought.
stays with you for a lifetime, right? And that's exactly why I'm saying we plan this long term. It's not going to work until just the next election. You have to give it a, a direction whereby it can stay for the next, you want to leave something behind as well, right? I mean, this is, you're doing this at an age where, you're retired from business, probably not, but this is something that's going to be for the larger society and for not for your own self, right? So you want to leave this behind.
Well, this wouldn't be for myself. Yeah, there's I could go buy a whorehouse and do better. There's instant demand and instant payment. But this I'm looking for something that's going to change the world, maybe. And at least if I can document the fall of American civilization, maybe they can stop the fall by looking at what's happening and really. Kids that aren't even born yet will be able to figure out what the fuck we did wrong.
Right, that's the kind of impact I'm talking about. So I mean, if this was for something like a year or two, we could go for a smaller plan. Why not do a website and, rather than a mobile application, right? But we know for a fact that if this has to be long term and has to be the plan has to be created in a way where it can survive after the elections, it can still have people's interest to it, and then B, it should be across the platforms to make sure everyone has it on their phones and in their pockets, so it becomes the main source of news, especially local news, rather than going to Fox News or going to CNBC or the other mainstream media. So that's how I am looking at it.
You're pretty fucking smart. You should be part of this as not just a paid guy, but I hate to say that because anytime I do, it always makes me worry about my stupidity when 5 years passes. You're definitely a smart man, and this we developed some technology. You realize the same troubles are happening in lots of different parts of the world, and the same techniques should be used to, if nothing else, document what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I just happen to, it's A, apps is my domain, and then B, I happen to have a bit of a, good for you, I have, a lot of interest with, the politics and what's happening, being aware about my, the surroundings and the society around me. And that combination would be a bit hard to find, but then any app developer you speak to, and if they belong to a reputable company, they've done a good job over the past years, they will speak like me. It's just that I have interest with with your domain as well, and that's something that could be a bit of a hit and a miss, more like a luck pot, and you could find it or you could not find it in the other person when you're working with them.
Right. No, but I haven't talked to anybody else because you're smart, and I appreciate you being willing to share your brains with me, and that's really good. Give me that little thing you're going to put together. I want to see how much money I need to bring to the table and if I need to bring an investor. I am not going to get by with this for $30,000 or $40,000. I don't think. I think I'm going to get by with this with hundreds of thousands of dollars. and I hate to start
wouldn't, yeah.
businesses like that.
I wouldn't put
That's
the
always
S
a
to the
mistake.
100 yet. Yeah, I wouldn't put the S to the 100 yet. But yeah, I mean, if you know, development and then you know, including marketing as well, keeping that in you know, keeping that into the plan, I think we're going to look at something close to that, right? But then again, before I throw any kind of numbers at you, I need to sit back with my team and I'll get you some exact quotation on how much we're looking at. But that's just going to be for development.
That would be really good for me. I spent $400,000 on a Rolls Royce a few years ago, and this, and I don't even own that car anymore. I don't even own a car right now because my bus blew up and it's sitting in Kingman, Arizona, with a broke with a, they're fit, trying to fix it today. But you know, this is not.
You drive a
it's
bus?
Not like what?
You said you drive a bus.
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird. What bus
we,
is it?
We used to go around the world in a Prevost, and Kelly and her band, we put 1,030,000 miles on that bus before it went away. But no, I think that the stakes are small. The stakes are big, but the prices are small. I just need to. I look forward to seeing what you're writing. That would be really, very, really valuable to me. And I sincerely think that there's a lot of highly motivated people that are really worried that their country's going away from them. And as I tell my wife, I want the country that I was born into, where people, I mean, you may think I'm a redneck motherfucker for saying this, but I liked it when guys liked to fuck girls and girls like to have babies.
Right. Those were good times. I mean, I don't happen to be so old as you, but I think those times just went by. I mean, they were here probably about 15, 20 years ago. But then I was a kid,
well,
so I don't know much. You could tell better.
When you were a kid, that was when I want that back. And you were in America at that time, and you saw what happened. I have no idea what happened, but I have a feeling that people stopped having right and wrong, and things became situational. And I think our world has changed, and I think I would like to see something document the destruction caused by that, and maybe it'll act to bring back the world that I miss. I just like to fuck women and have babies. I mean, come on. What's wrong with that?
How many kids do you have, by the way?
Oh, I have two kids. I had two die. And I'm not talking just about myself. I'm talking about society where people made babies and decided they were going to take care of them. That doesn't happen. Where I live in Belize, there isn't a man that thinks a girl, anybody gets pregnant, is going to make a baby. That's his responsibility. They look at birth control, abortion as a method of birth control, and I actually believe it's killing a baby.
Yeah, I mean, I too believe that's stupid. I mean, but you know, I think the world has come a long way, and you know, people now actually think that it's perfectly okay, and it's actually the better. You know, the better way to go about it. And, you know, everyone wants to talk about their own liberty and, you know, how they can decide as a mother, for example, if they want to have the child or not, or if they want to abort them. And I don't know. I mean, I don't even speak up about it now, but I think I, you know, just, it's just a, you know, a mess in the head on, you know, how people think about it.
Yes, and there's a lot of issues that like that that are, it could be instead of local issue, instead of local coverage, it could be issue coverage too. But anyway, I'm not going to interfere with your brain working because it's working really, really well. And I'm going to wait and see what you have to say to me. I've taken an hour of your time, and I really respect that time. You haven't charged me for it. And I'll make
That's
it
a high five,
worthwhile if
man.
we both get.
No,
What?
I equally enjoy it, so it's not a problem. But then I think I'll get back to business now before I get fired from here. So let me get
Well,
to
this
it.
is business. And if you don't own the company, you're a fucking idiot. So, do you work for somebody?
Yeah, I work for somebody. I don't own the company.
Oh, I'm shocked. Well, then I'd fire you right now. I'm actually worth the time talking to. And don't spend any more time, but for sure, get back to me in a prompt fashion with something I can use.
I will.
And if the numbers are bigger than what I've said, it's what you write me is going to have to be visible. I'm going to have to show it to some of my billionaire and millionaire clients, and because I'm going to need some money, I think, to make this happen. I can take most of it maybe, but I probably can't take all of it. And I'm real interested in, well, if it's $100,000, I can just do it. But I'm real interested in your thoughts. So write them down and get them to me before the world's over.
Okay, perfect, man.
You're
That sounds
slow.
like a
You're
plan now.
slow. You're very slow at responding. So that's something I get back. Make sure I have something by Monday, please.
Monday, you
Or
say? Yeah,
Tuesday.
definitely. I'll sit on this with the team. I think we're still looking at Tuesday today, so I still have less than a week to get to it. So not a problem. I'll get back to you before Monday.
When are you going back to Indiana?
Going back to Indiana?
Well, now look, your website says you're in Indiana.
Well, we were never in Indiana. I mean, I don't know what website you're looking at.
Oh, well, I'm looking at Google. I'm just going to open it up because it's the number I've been calling.
Oh, that's
Hoss
interesting.
and
I mean, it should be
Morton Grove,
Chicago,
Illinois. Illinois,
Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah,
Morton.
Morton Grove, Illinois. So that's
When do you go
the main
back to
office.
Morton Grove? What?
I said that's the main office. I mean, I would travel probably like twice a year, but not anytime soon. So I'm staying here in California for probably until the next month end, and then I have to be in New York for probably the rest of the year, and then we'll probably be returning after Christmas to California again. So I don't plan to travel to Chicago anytime soon.
Morton Grove, Illinois, a little yellow house. It's very pretty.
Right, yeah, that's is that a house?
It looks like it has two dormer windows and a fireplace and a walkway up and a big grass front yard.
Oh no, you're looking
It's
at the other side. You're looking at the other side.
well,
You're looking at it on
I
the
just
Google Maps?
assumed. I'm not looking at Google Maps. I just looked up hoffandmazur.com, and then over on the right-hand side, my computer just showed me a picture of a house.
Yeah, so that's the registration address. That's not where the main office is located. The main office is in Chicago. That's where the team sits, and that's not the biggest office we have. The main team sits here in California, and then we have a small office in the New York as well. Chicago is where the company started and had their first office. So now it has like I think the least number of employees. But this house, I think this is just the registration address. I mean, where the company is registered.
Okay, well, I don't even care because, as far as I'm concerned, you don't need an office. You just need people working together.
Exactly, yeah. So, let me get back to you, Rob. I need to get to something else right now, but I'll get back to you by Monday next week, and then I'll call you up as well. I think it's going to be boring for you what's in writing, but I'll try and put down my thoughts, and but it's going to be more like a feature map that tells you what the application is going to do. Maybe boring, but it's important to make sure before we can move forward, we have something in writing to be able to look at on the hindsight, right?
Yep, I agree.
All right, perfect, my friend. Thank you for your time. Rob, I'll let you go for the day, unless you have something else for me.
I want you to tell me if I am enthralled by the willingness of Google to give away what they're giving away. And I want you to tell me why you're not going to use Flutter, or if you are going to use Flutter. And
Well, yeah, I mean,
I
we
want to
are.
have some of the people, if this works, I want us to structure it so that I have an employee or two that works under your direction in my office.
Well, that'd be a hard test project, yeah.
You might have to train somebody or something. I don't want it managed by remote control once it's going.
Okay, let's look at that. I mean, I will think about it. But I think as far as the development is concerned, that's going to have to be in-house. And then as far as
Oh,
the
that's fine. I don't want anything to do with that. I just want my people, whoever you tell me to hire, I want them to know what you did and understand what you did.
Oh yeah,
I
of
want
course. I
them
mean,
to.
yeah, that's something we'll do, and we can even lend out our own resources to you. But then you say that you want something in-house with something
Well,
sitting with you.
make sure she's really cute and likes Belize. As long as she doesn't mind sun and she likes black men, she'll enjoy Belize.
Well, I'll talk to a couple, and then I'll tell you what they say. And
I know what they're going to say. No. Anyway, it may or may not be centered in Belize, but it could be. And I have 7 acres on the ocean down there, and it's kind of a nice place. But
Yeah.
I don't care where I won't need to be around this, but I do want to make sure I have the technology, somebody with the technology who is loyal to the company, set up by you. But I want to make sure that we're not dependent upon folks that are not involved
We'll do
with
something. Give
ownership.
me a budget, and I'll place this, like a separate office for you with a, separate resources that works under my and your direction, and that just works on the
I
project.
don't want to give any direction. I just want to say there'll be no abortions in my
Well, just directions
we're
for
not going
me. I
to
mean, just let me know what you want to happen. I mean, you want to make sure there's no abortions. Just let me know, and I'll make sure the team follows. All right?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, my friend, I'll let you go. You have a great day
At
ahead,
least
Rob. Sorry.
if I made you laugh, I own you. That's good.
Well, I'll try and compensate for that. See, I owe you one,
Bye
okay?
bye.
All right,
Thank
bye
you.
now.
Make me laugh.
Thank you, bye now.